What is the best era of music and why is it 70s rock?
My favorite era of music is 90s across all genres.
I actually would go 95 to 2005 is my favorite. I'm not saying it's the best.
Yeah.
But I think that's my favorite.
I don't hate that caveat moving into a little bit of the early 2000s too.
Because like I think early I like the like punk rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Blink 182.
Those Green Day's heyday
back on
too.
Tour, by the way.
Yeah.
But also the country music in that time was great. Very boppable. It was a happy time in country music. A lot of beach country.
Sure.
Kenny Chesney's peak.
Now we're in sad boy country music right now where everything is she broke my heart and I got shit faced on whiskey.
On a dirt road. I'm fucking sitting on my tailgate.
Whereas back then it was like all about fucking just going to the beach and drinking margaritas, you know, like let's go.
Yeah, and that was also like the era of like strange music started to come out to like some stuff like by Sublime. Like that was starting to get big.
I'm also a big OAR guy.
Yep.
You guys know that about me.
2012?
No. Oh, yeah. That's when I went to the best concert of all time.
Yeah.
Bluestem, Moorhead, Minnesota. A little disappointed, though, because that was when they were, you know, going through their angsty teenage years.
Yeah.
Where they replaced the saxophone with trumpets for a little while there. It was like, oh, my God.
Fucking stupid,
just,
dude.
You can't hold a fucking candlelight to a saxophone with a trumpet. It's just not the same. I mean, 80s rock, you know, what would that be? Like AC/DC and stuff?
Yeah,
like
Van Halen.
Like, there's a reason why everyone still bumps those songs.
Mm-hmm.
But they're great group songs, right? Like if you're at a bar and one of their songs comes on, everyone knows it. They love it. Everyone's singing. It's awesome. But I'm not going to roll around town, listen to Pour Some Sugar on Me. You know, like, I'm not doing that by myself.
Yeah, for sure.
But if we're all shit faced at the bar and that comes on, we're like, let's fucking go.
I hate that song.
Do you?
Do you?
I don't like it. Is it Warrant, I think, sings it?
No, Def Leppard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm thinking of Cherry Pie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, God. And basically, any song that was on Guitar Hero is I'm out on.
It did ruin some
Surrender,
songs I really like.
Yep.
Da-na-na. I feel like one of two of you guys were really fucking good at Guitar Hero.
I was not.
Really?
Yep.
I was good, though.
I would have probably guessed you.
If I did get a star power, though, I fucking rocked it.
Yeah,
like,
I could.
Like, some people, when they get the star power, they just do, like, and I was always like,
yeah.
And then you hit the whammy bar.
Yeah.
And I'd always go, just fuck with the whammy bar.
Just fucking whammy that bar.
I could only play on easy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dabbled into some hard, only in, like, the easier songs of hard, though.
Yeah.
Do you want to know something really funny?
What?
My buddy's cried but broken his wrist.
Yeah,
Drew. Best Guitar Hero player I've ever seen.
Maybe it checks out.
He would play expert and he was sick. The song called Six was whatever was the hardest one on there and he could play it expert and hit all the notes.
Jesus.
I couldn't even post wrist injury. Must have been his backhand.
Yeah.
It was like, must not have been his forehand.
His whammy hand.
It's like it must have been his whammy hand.
It's like getting Tommy John as a pitcher. Like typically you come back and throw harder.
Yeah.
You got wrist surgery. And
how many guitars were bought in the early 2000s because somebody thought they could play the real guitar after getting good at Guitar Hero?
Oh, tons. I'm not gonna brag, I bought a guitar before Guitar Hero came out, so
like I remember I had a buddy that begged for a guitar because he could play on expert in Guitar Hero and then played it for 2 weeks, realized it's way harder than the video game.
Oh, yeah.
And quit.
Yeah.
So I feel so bad for my mom. I begged her to let me buy a guitar and then she paid for lessons for me. And let's say I took lessons for a year, once a week. Outside of lessons, I played guitar for a total of 8 hours. So it'd always be like, I'd come to lesson and be like, so you practice this week? And I was like, yep. And he's like, well, let's see it. Well, show me how to do it again.
Yeah, I was hoping we could review last week first.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it was just, looking back, I was like, my mom wasted so much money on that.
Yeah. You should re-gift it back to her.
Yeah. Mom, I got you a guitar, and I also got you a year of guitar lessons.
Pay back. We're even
practice
now.
Up, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day.
She'd be like, pissed. She's like, I'm not going to ruin my nails for this shit.
Well, it's an easy guitar pick. She's got a built-in guitar pick.
Yeah.
That's true. Strumming.
What era is Frank Sinatra in?
60s.
50s. I think that those is kind of fun once in a while. Mm-hmm. That era is kind of fun to... hats lie. You just do shit like that and it sounds good.
The only problem with it is like we only remember a handful of the artists, right? Like, in general... Everything on the radio, we wouldn't like most of it. We'd like maybe the Sinatras of the world, but the rest, I'm pretty sure we wouldn't like.
Yeah.
Like Run Around Sue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's just say guys like Frank Sinatra then. I like that. I don't know how else to say that. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the 90, like, but it's always... What did you grow up with is what you're going to think is the best. Like my mom thinks the 80s is awesome.
Yep.
We think the 90s, early 2000s is. It's like fucking one of my buddies, he has a kid who's like 12 and he said said the best rapper of all time is Juice WRLD. You know, it's like.
He's not wrong.
Arguably, yeah. Arguably one of the best.
R.I.P.
Ryan, I feel like your opinion's different though.
What do you guys think?
I would say you'd think like 2010 to 20.
I'm like a eighth grade middle school dance era.
Yeah, so like Apple Bottom Jeans.
Yep. Like,
okay, so that's like 2005 to 2012,
13, 14. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Right in that area. I also like
MGK's heyday too.
Yes.
Yeah.
What did when did 8 Mile come out?
2008.
Seven.
Two.
Okay, so I mean that's perfect. Let's say 05 to 2012.
I'm on it.
See, my mom and dad never really listened to old, like, 80s music. Minus, like, Hank Williams
2002.
Jr. 2002.
Jared nailed it.
Yeah. November 6th, 2002. That was the best Thanksgiving ever.
Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/youbetcharadio.